everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the ECCDC podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Wilson, and I'm excited to be joined by Alison Pulsak, Kennedy McKay, and Sarah Anderson to the ECCD podcast conversation this morning. Alison, Kennedy, and Sarah are the summer interns based with the ECCDC this year, which was made possible by the Canada Summer Jobs Program. Join us as Alison, Kennedy, and Sarah share a little bit about their backgrounds, as well as their experiences of being a summer intern with the ECCDC. You'll find out about the projects that they have been working on and their advice to you if you are considering an internship. So whether you want to know some more about being an intern or some more about the ECCDC, there's something in this podcast for you. So welcome all. It's wonderful to have you all at the ECCDC podcast and a lovely connecting with you all this morning.
Hi.
Okay, so let's jump into our conversation. Can we please start with our conversation this morning with you all, introducing yourself to our listeners and sharing a little bit about what sparked your interest in undertaking an internship with the ECCDC. Kennedy, could you please start us off?
Yes, absolutely. So I graduated from the University of Guelph last June with my bachelor's in psychology. And I've taken the last year off, and I just wanted to get a little bit more experience, whether that be professional or educational, before starting my master's at the University of Manitoba in September. So that's in a few weeks, looking forward. And I thought that this internship at ECCDC would give me a little bit more background in the field of early education, because my master's will be in school psychology. So more of that school piece of the psychology. And I thought that the specific position that I applied for really aligned with a lot of my previous experience in undergrad, which was focused on research. And so the research piece I'm sort of doing, I did a few independent research projects and an honors thesis. So I thought I could sort of use some of those skills here in my role. And I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having us today, Jeanette.
Yeah, lovely. Well, thank you for sharing your time with our listeners. So a little bit, a good mesh from where you are to where you're transferring to. Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. Sarah, how about you?
So I work in training and events department as the events marketing specialist. I'm currently going into my third year at Niagara College for business administration marketing. So right now I'm currently doing my co-op term that takes place after the second year. So during my second year, I started getting really interested into seeing how I could move into education a little bit. So when I saw the position for marketing position at ECCDC, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to apply what I've learned through my 2 years so far and also gain some early education experience while also learning through the job position.
Yeah, lovely. So it sounds like you have some great experience and skills that you can bring to that role. Great. Thank you. So Alison, how about yourself?
I recently graduated from Brock University with my Bachelor of Education and my Bachelor of Arts in Child and Youth Studies. And I was interested in an internship with the ECCDC because it gave me the opportunity to apply what I learned throughout my education before I start my teaching career. And I was really excited to contribute to projects that support educators while also continuing to learn more about early childhood education. And I saw it as a really good chance to gain experience in a different side of education, moving beyond the classroom.
Yeah, lovely. Great. So just across the road from us here at the ECCDC, we do work with a lot of early years, but actually our team is quite multifaceted. So we do have other members of our team that are from a child and youth background. Myself, I'm early years and child and youth, and we do have other team members. So we have, you know, quite a diverse team that supports the organization. Lovely. So I'm curious as to what you are hoping to gain from your internship with the ECCDC, and what skills do you bring to your role? So, Sarah, maybe we can start this conversation off with you sharing first.
Yeah. So my main goal was to gain hands-on experience working in marketing and social media, especially social media marketing, with it being the most popular and used form of media nowadays, while also working in a professional setting and gaining a lot more knowledge. In school, I did a lot of theory work, so I have a lot of experience working in group settings, doing social media planning marketing. Marketing research, papers, email and print marketing, and then also a lot of creating marketing plans.
Yeah, great, great. So, our training events often what we see is the training part, but there's so much more to that team, the social media. So lots of pieces there. So, Alison, maybe you could share next.
I was hoping to gain a better understanding of how organizations like the ECCDC support educators and early learning programs beyond the classroom. Throughout my education, I learned about a lot about child development and play-based learning and creating meaningful learning experiences. So I was excited to see how those ideas are translated into resources that educators can use every day. And I also wanted to continue learning from experienced professionals and gain a broader perspective on the early years sector. And I think my background in education helped me think about resources from an educator perspective and consider how they can support children's learning and development. And I've also been able to contribute a lot to translating some of the materials that are offered at the ECCDC into French, which has been really, really rewarding to be able to apply those language skills and help make resources that can be used by an even broader community.
Yeah, great, lovely, thanks. And I know that we do, traditionally we've had English and French language resources, and as an organization, we're trying to expand on the different languages, because we know Canada and Niagara is very multicultural community. So having those resources available in different languages, really, really beneficial for our educators. Lovely, thank you. So Kennedy, how about you?
Yeah, so as I mentioned previously, I was hoping to gain experience just in the field of early education. A lot of the research I've done was obviously focused on psychology, so a lot of APA papers. So it's sort of been nice to shift gears there a little bit. But also, I've had the opportunity to learn about being in an office setting. So this is my first real full-time job out of university. And like you mentioned, it's a very diverse group. And I think being able to learn from people who have so many different experiences and so much different knowledge and really collaborate with them in this setting has been quite useful, and I'm looking forward to applying those skills later on. And so research skills have definitely helped me. I keep coming back to that. But also, I like to think that I'm quite collaborative, and being able to work, especially alongside Sarah and Allison on our collaborative intern projects that we've been doing has been really useful here, but then also working with projects with the rest of the team in other departments.
Lovely. Great. So you've all touched a little bit on what you've been doing. So I'm just wondering if you could expand a little bit, maybe get into the nitty-gritty of what you've been working on. So share a little bit about your work during your time with the ECCDC and what you enjoyed the most. So Alison, maybe you could start with sharing on this one first.
So I've had the opportunity to work on a really wide variety of projects. One of my main goals has been developing new dramatic play kits for the Lending Library. I've been researching children's books and sourcing materials and creating educator resources for these kits. And I've also been translating all of those resources into French. Another thing that I've been working on is preparing resources for initiatives like Happiness Blooms that will be coming in the fall. and just supporting any other projects as they come up here and there. What I think I've enjoyed the most is being able to see an idea develop from the very beginning into a finished resource that is available in the library. And it's also been really rewarding to apply the knowledge that I've gained throughout my education in a practical way.
Lovely, great. I'm really keen to see those kits that you've been working on. I know they're always amazing. So, Sarah, maybe you would like to share next.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of social media marketing, creating a lot of posts for upcoming events. We're doing a lot of pre-planning for the upcoming fall events, so looking at what events are going to be coming up in September to December and planning on new ways that we can promote them on social media. I've also created a lot of print media, so a lot of flyers, doing displays for events and also upcoming more like holidays, or not holidays, but I did displays and flyers for FIFA that came up, and then also for Indigenous Day. And then also, I just created a display for the upcoming author event that we have on July 8th. So, just doing a lot of social media and planning for events. And then also, I've been collaborating with Allison with taking photos for our educator booklets that go into the kits. So, taking a lot of overall photos of the kits and doing different provocation photos. And then also working on the How Does Learning Happen kits and the booklets that are going to be in those kits, and just planning a marketing plan for how they're going to be promoted when they are released.
Lovely, great. So, lots, even though you're working on a project together, there's also lots of cross department work as well there. Lovely, thank you. And last but not least, Kennedy.
Yeah, so my main role has been to compile resources that focus on practical tips and strategies for educators to implement information from sessions that we have or training and mentoring into their practices or into their programs. So articles, videos, podcasts, and resources that we have here at ECCDC, so books and provocation kits. So one of the main things that I've been looking at is an upcoming series of sessions and community of practice focus on the big ideas for the care of tiny humans, which focuses on infant mental health in six different domains. And we're hoping that these can happen in the fall. Similarly, I've started the research process for creating educator tip sheets and micro learning sessions, which are short recordings that offer strategies for educators to use on a really wide variety of topics. So, for example, supporting children through grief or creating cozy spots in the classroom, just practical strategies that they can use. And Sarah mentioned this briefly, but as a team, Sarah, Allison, and I have been working on creating four new Provocation for Learning kits, which are centered on the four foundations of How Does Learning Happen, which is Ontario's pedagogical framework. And so those are belonging, well-being, expression, and engagement. And each one of us has sort of taken on our specific role within the project. So for my contribution, that was again to collect resources to support educators to implement all of those different foundations into their program. And then we were also able to tie that into family relation and the environment. So that's been a really comprehensive project over the last few weeks. And then what I think I've enjoyed the most is the creative freedom that we've been given as interns. So although there are specific tasks that we have to complete, we are really free to approach the tasks however we see fit. And we're strongly encouraged to bring innovative ideas to our work, which has been really fun and fulfilling. No one's standing over our shoulders and telling us exactly how to do something. But at the same time, everyone's always there to offer supportive feedback, and it's a really great balance of autonomy and guidance.
Lovely, great. Wow. You folks have accomplished so much. And I think you've just been here, like, is it 4 weeks? But some amazing pieces that you've been working on. So, Do you have any advice for anyone considering undertaking an internship with the ECCDC or any other organization? Kennedy, maybe you can start us off with this one.
Yeah, so I think this is sort of universal advice, but it's definitely been helpful to me while I'm here. And I try to come into any new experience with an open mind, prepared to ask a lot of questions, and more importantly, being prepared to be wrong and to make mistakes. As an intern, you most likely have the least amount of experience in the organization that you're entering into. And there are so many people who have knowledge and information and diverse perspectives to pass on to you. And so, really capitalizing on the opportunity to soak everything up and allowing it to challenge previous ideas that you had about a certain way of doing things. You're not always right, and you're not always having the best idea of how to go about something. But I think equally important is being confident in what you're bringing to the table. As an intern, at least for me, it's very intimidating feeling like you don't really know anything and you're going to be getting in people's way or bothering them with all your questions. But your perspectives and ideas are valuable. And I think at ECCDC especially, people want to hear what I have to say. And so being confident while keeping your open mind.
So what I love about this organization, and I'm sure other organizations is the same, is that collaborative piece, and everybody has something to bring. And that was very important what you were saying around, that space to make mistakes and not seeing mistakes as a negative, but it's that learning experiences. Lovely. Thank you. So, Sarah, would you like to share next?
Yeah, so I think specifically with ECCDC, the advice that I would give anyone taking an internship here would be to just really enjoy your time here and make the best out of it because you're working with a really great team that's super supportive and be open to asking questions. I feel like when you come into a new job, it can be a little bit intimidating, especially when you don't know anybody. But when you're working with a really good team, having that I guess positive attitude and being open-minded to asking questions and not being scared to speak up or learn more is super important. And just remember that like you're working with people that have probably been in the same position as you. Everyone starts off as an intern, so just having an open mind and yeah.
That's so important, that open-mindedness, and asking questions. It's okay to ask questions. That's how we learn. Lovely. Thank you. So, Alison, how about you?
Very similarly to Kennedy and Sarah, I think my biggest piece of advice would be to just make the most of every opportunity and be open to trying new things. An internship is a chance to learn and ask questions and gain practical experience. So I'd really encourage people to step outside of their comfort zone. Some of the projects I have enjoyed the most are ones that I hadn't expected to work on, or ones where maybe when I first heard about it, I didn't even know where to start, but they've helped me develop new skills and broaden my perspective. And don't be afraid to ask questions and learn from the people around you because everyone brings different experiences and different knowledge, and there's so much that you can gain by being curious and taking that initiative.
Yeah, lovely. Interesting, you said, that hardest time is often that first time. And I know we were having a conversation before we started. I'm not very confident on technology, a little bit of an introvert. So when I started doing the podcasts, that was my step out of my comfort zone. And now I'm really, enjoying it. But it's, often that is that hardest time. And again, asking questions. Lovely. Thank you. Okay, so just following on from that, could you share one thing that you have learnt during your internship? Sarah, maybe you could start us off with this one.
Yeah, I've gotten to see a lot and learn a lot more about the other side of education. I think before working here and kind of starting to get interested into education, I only really thought of the children's side of education. which is super important, but working here, you get to see a lot of the other side and all the planning and everything that goes into expanding the knowledge of the actual educators. So I think it's really just opened up how I view education, especially early education, and opened up all the different opportunities that I can see in working within the industry.
Lovely. Thank you. Great. So, Alison, how about you?
Yeah, something I've learned is just how much work happens behind the scenes here. Before I started, I knew that the ECCDC offered resources and professional learning opportunities, but I didn't fully understand the amount of research and collaboration and thoughtful planning that goes into creating these supports. I've learned just how dedicated the team is to ensuring that every resource is meaningful and high quality, and it truly meets the needs of the educators and children. Just seeing the level of care that goes into each project has given me an even greater appreciation for the impact that the ECCDC has on the early learning community.
Yeah, we do have a very dedicated team. We are a small team, but it's amazing what we do achieve. Lovely, thank you. So Kennedy, how about yourself?
Yeah, transparently, I didn't really know too much about ECCDC before I started here. But it's been really lovely to see how the educator community utilizes what we have to offer. So like all of our resources, and you can really tell sort of like what Allison had said, how our services have positively impacted the community, whether it be through the lending library or using the physical space for meetings or conferences, mentoring sessions, or even just overhearing people's feedback when they come in and have a conversation with some of our team. It's very fulfilling to be a part of such an organization that you can feel is making a difference and helping these educators in their practices.
Lovely. Thank you. As I mentioned before, you folks have only been with us maybe four or five weeks, but you really have become quite an integral part of the team. So we are almost at the end of our time together. And before we finish up our conversation, just wondering if there's anything else that you would like to share or highlight about your time with the ECCDC. Alison, maybe you could start us off with this one.
I just wanted to say how grateful I am for the opportunity to complete this internship with the ECCDC. From the very, very beginning, everyone was incredibly welcoming and supportive and willing to share their knowledge, which has made it such a positive learning experience for me. And I think as I begin my teaching career, I'll carry what I've learned here with me. And I'm very, very thankful to have been part of such a passionate team. And I know that the experiences and the skills that I've gained here will continue to benefit me throughout my career.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you for everything that you have brought to your role and the ECCDC team. Kennedy, how about you?
Yeah, I definitely share Allison's sentiment. I'm very grateful for the opportunity. I really came in blind, but getting to work with everyone and getting to know everyone, as you mentioned, Jeanette, we're a small team here, but I think we're a mighty team. Everyone really takes on the collaborative role and we really work as one unit. And it's clear that this collaborative nature has been integral for the organization's success for so long. And like Allison said, we were immediately welcomed. We never felt out of place here. And we really got thrown in the deep end, so to speak, working on all of these different projects. But I feel like I'm constantly learning every single day and being given room to grow and try new things. And above all, I really feel like my contributions are genuinely appreciated and I really have a hand in some things here. So if anyone is ever considering an internship here in the future, I would 100% recommend pursuing the opportunity. It's a great place to work. And yeah, I've loved my time here.
Lovely, great. What struck me as you were speaking, Kennedy, was you were saying we. So being that integral part of the team and feeling that connectedness, lovely, thank you. So Sarah, maybe you can finish up for us.
Yeah, so honestly, when starting an internship, especially with going into my co-op term, I thought it was a little bit intimidating, especially it can always be intimidating starting a new job, but I honestly feel very, very lucky and grateful that I got a placement here because of how welcoming everyone has been and because of how close everyone is here with it being a smaller team, and just working in a positive work environment makes a huge difference. So I just feel like I fit in right away, and it makes the new job a lot easier. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah, lovely. Well, we're very lucky and grateful to have the three of you with us for this summer of 2026. Alison, Kennedy, and Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your time with me and our listeners today. It's been fascinating hearing about all of your experiences as an intern with the ECCDC. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you all. So, that wraps up our conversation. It was a pleasure connecting with Alison, Kennedy, and Sarah to share their experiences of being an intern with the ECCDC. If this has sparked your curiosity and you are interested in an internship with the ECCDC, then look out for the Summer 2027 internship opportunities in Spring 2027. They are posted on the ECC jobs page and via our social media sites. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a comment below. And if you haven't already done so, please subscribe. Until next time, enjoy the summer.